Okay, so we are continuing today's daf is daf mem tet, daf 49. We left off at the bottom of mem chet, bottom of mem chet amud bet, 48b. Today's class will be for the Rufu Ashlema, Wal Nachalim, Rabbi Chalam, Chemda, Baruch HaBach, Nidron, El Melech, Nukam, Rifka, Sala, Baruch HaMinim, Shalom, Mesarana, Tavid, Melech, Yifah, Bat, Rifka, Bat, Rifka, Bat, Yisar, Shalom, Mesar, Fahim, Adam, Shalom, Nechana, Yifah, Bat, Miriam, Yibadam, Yifah, Chayasar, Bat, Rifka, Bat, Rifka, Bat, Rifka, מרים בן דחוב דזמן מרים חנה דנה בן דמר חמש סתיו תמר סתיו חנה גבר גדול בן ברכה דמר סתיו יצחק בן יעקב דמר מלכה לישו בן נתן מרים בן נפה יוסף בן דמר שם בן שם בן ינאי יוסף בן נפה דנה בן דנה סיוח בן דמר פרה בן דמר גבר בן יעקב לישו בן כדדו כדדו עדינה וגם בן מרים קבר לישו בן נחמה חנה מרקב בן סתיו חב שם בן שם סי מלחם דוד ירי בן נפקה להבדיל ונשמע דוד בן אליהו בן אמין בן יצחק גדול דנה בן אפרים שמעון בן ישעה בן המקן בלתן בועז בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם משה בן רפאל להבדיל הרעיון דברה בן מרים. Okay, we left off towards the bottom of the page on 48b. It's about 10 lines from the bottom, second word on the line, Tana. Masar ha'av l'shlichei ha'bal, once the father gives his betrothed daughter over to the messengers of the husband, vezinta, and she went and slept with someone, harei zo bechenik, the daughter now would receive strangulation and not stoning. So the Gemara says, because generally we know that a na'ara, if she cheats, we would give her stoning. So the Gemara says, mina animi, that from where do we know this? Amar rabbi ami, barachama, amar kra, the pasuk says, liznot beit avia. Right, to make her a zona in the house of her father. Prat l'shemasar ha'av l'shulchei ha'bal. That's excluding a case that if her father gave her over in betrothal to the messengers of the husband, she would only, and she cheated, she would only receive chenek. Again, we're on 48b, on the bottom of the page. Ve'ema, why don't we say, prat shenichnesa lechupa v'lo nivala? Why don't we say it's excluding a case that she went to get married, she went to the chupa, but she hadn't yet slept with her husband, that if she cheated, she would only be bechenek? So Amar Rava, Amar Li Ami, Chupa Behed Yaktiva. Because the case of a Chupa, it actually writes about it explicitly. Ki yen na'arab betula me'orasa la'ish. If there is an engaged girl to a man, na'ara velo bogeret. A na'ara and not a bogeret. Betula velo be'ula. A virgin and not a non-virgin. Me'orasa, engaged, velo nisua. All of these types of women, that's who the Sekila would go to. So the Gemara says, my Nesua, what does it mean, a married woman? So, Ilem and Nesua Mamash, maybe it's referring to an actual married woman. She went into the Chupa and she slept with the husband. So the Gemara says, but Hainu Betula Velo Be'ula. But that's what we're excluding with the Pasuk. We said Betula virgin to exclude the case of a Be'ula. So a Nesua and a Be'ula would be one and the same thing. Ela Lav Shenichnasa L'Chupa Velo Nivala. Is it not talking about a case of that she went to get married, she went to the Chupa, and she did not sleep, she didn't cohabit, she didn't sleep with her husband, and so clearly still this is referring to this is his proof, this is Rabbi Ami's proof to show that this woman would be bechenek and not be beskila. So the Gemara says, we're flipping the amud, ve'ema dehach hecha dehadra lebin nasha, whenever she returns to her father's house, let's say she returns to her father's house, this girl, hadrali milta kamaita. Why doesn't she return to her original state? Right? How can we know that once she leaves her father's household, she goes to the husband's household, that's it, the father loses all control, the father cannot annul her vows anymore, and so on and so forth. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hahu kvar paska Tana Deveri Bishmael. That case, the Tana Deveri Bishmael already taught that case. So they say the Tana Deveri Bishmael, ve neder almana ugrusha. It says a neder of a widow or a divorcee, kol asher asera al nafshei yakum aleha. Whatever they take upon themselves, they have to fulfill. So the Gemara says, Ma Talmud Lomar? What is it coming to teach us? So it says, Vahalo mutzet miklal av, umutzet miklal bal. This woman who's a widow, she left her father's possession and she left her husband's possession. Right? Ela sharim masar ha'av l'shulchei ha'bal. If the father gives the girl over to the messengers of the husband, o shemasru shulchei ha'av l'shulchei ha'bal, or the messengers of the father give her to the messengers of the husband. V'nit armela baderech, and she became a widow on the path. Osh nit garsha, or she got divorced. He'ach ani koreba, how would I call her? Beit avia shazo, or beit bala shazo? Should I call her from the father's house, or from the husband's house? So she left the father's possession, but she hadn't yet arrived at the husband. Ela lomar lach, so it's coming to teach you. Kivan she'asa sha'a achad mirashut ha'av. Once she left one moment from the possession of her father, so therefore, shuv eino yachol lehafer, he's never going to be able to annul her vows again, even when she returns back to her home, to his home. Amar Rav Papa, af ana namitanina. He says, we also teach this case in our Mishnah. Haba al na'ara murasa, someone who sleeps with an engaged na'ara, eino chayav, is not liable, ad shetehen na'ara betula me'urasa, until she is a virgin na'ara who is engaged, vehi beveit avia, and she has to be in her father's house in order for the person to be liable to the sakila. So the Gemara says, bishlama na'ara velo bogeret, it makes sense, the case of a na'ara and not a bogeret, right, that only the Na'ara would get Sekila, Betula velo Be'ula, a virgin and not a non-virgin, Me'urasa, engaged velo Niswa and not married. But the Gemara says, Bevet Avia lema'ute mai. When it said it has to be in the father's house, what is that coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, Lav lema'ute masara avdu shluchei abal. Is it not coming to teach the case that of, if, let's say, the father gave her over to the messengers of the husband, that already in that case, that's not in the category that the Pasuk was talking about, that she would be liable to Sekila, rather she would only be liable to Chenek. So he says, we also teach this in a Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Av Ana Nami Tenina. We also taught in the Mishnah, Habal Eshet Ish, once a person sleeps with a married woman, Kivan Shechnisa L'Reshut Habal, once the woman goes into the jurisdiction of the husband, L'Nisuin for marriage, Af Al Bish Shalo Nivala, even though they had not slept together, Haba Aleha, someone who sleeps with her, Hareze Bechenek, receives strangulation. The Gemara says, Nichnesa L'Reshut Habal Be'alma Shma Mina, and it's coming to teach us that going in to the jurisdiction, to the father's, to the husband's jurisdiction, even just stam without any intention, would be what it's coming to teach us. Right? Rashi says over here, tnan velo tnan ba nichnasa lechupa. It doesn't say she went to get married. She went into the husband's jurisdiction. Already that is considered for marriage. So we arrive now at the Mishnah on 49a. First part of the daf really was talking about if she cheats, if she cheats with someone, this na'ara murasa, or this engaged woman, what is the punishment? So we brought different cases. The pasuk where these more specific cases would be sekila, and when those cases do not apply, where it would only be chenek. Okay, second part of the daf, new mishnah. Ha'av eno chayav b'mezonot bito. A father is not obligated with the support of his daughter, supporting her with food. Zemi drash darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and this was the drasha that Rabbi Elazar taught lifnei chachamim, in front of the chachamim, bekerem beyavne, in kerem beyavne. Habanim yirshu v'abanot yazonu. It says the sons should inherit and the daughters should be supported. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, ma habanim, just like the sons, einan yorshin, they don't inherit, ela le'achar mitat ha'av, they would only inherit the father after the father's passing. Af habanot, so too the daughters, ein nizonot, ela le'achar mitat avihin, would only get supported after the death of the father. Meaning the daughters don't get supported during the father's lifetime. The father's not obligated to support them, only after his death. So the Gemara says, "B'mezonot bito hu de'eino chayav." With the mezonot of his daughter, he's not chayav. Ha b'mezonot bito beno chayav. But with the support of supporting his son, he is chayav. He is obligated. So the Gemara says, "Bito nami chovahu chovahu deleika ha mitzvaika." But even by the daughter, even though there's no obligation, there's still a mitzvah for him to support his daughter. So the Gemara says, "Mani matnitin." We're going to try to figure out who the author of our Mishnah is. Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka. It's none of these following three opinions. The Tanya, as the Braita says, mitzvah lazun et habanot. It's a mitzvah to support the daughters. Kal vachomer labanim, how much more so for the sons? De aske betorah, that they learn Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This cannot be the author of our Mishnah because he says it's only a mitzvah to support them, whereas we said that the sons is the obligation to support them, and for the daughters is no obligation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, mitzvah lazun et habanim. It's a mitzvah to support the sons. Bekal vachomer libanot, and how much more so for the daughters, mishum ziluta, because it's a disgrace for him not to support his daughters. But he says only a mitzvah, where our Mishnah thought that for the sons it was an obligation. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka Omer, he says, chovah lazun et habanot. It's an obligation to support the daughters, la'achar mitat avihen, only after the death of the father. Aval bechaye avihen, but in the lifetime of the father, elu ve'elu enan nizonin. During his lifetime, neither of them have an obligation to be supported by the father. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka. So the Gemara says, "Mani matnitin." Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir, if it was the opinion of Rabbi Meir, ha'amar, he said banim mitzvah. He said the son is a mitzvah. And we said in our Mishnah, that we learned from our Mishnah, that for the son, supporting is an obligation. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, if it was opinion review, da ha'amar banim nami mitzvah. He said sons is also a mitzvah, meaning it's not an obligation either. So it cannot be Rabbi Meir and it cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. And e Rabbi Yochanan Rivaroka, and if it's the following opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, afilo mitzvah nami leika, he says that supporting the children is not even a mitzvah during his lifetime, the father's lifetime. So it cannot follow his either. We said for the daughter, it's not an obligation, it's a mitzvah. For the son, it is an obligation. None of these three opinions are explaining like that. So the Gemara tries to explain how the Mishnah can actually work with all three opinions. It could be either of the three opinions. It goes through all of them. How could it be the opinion of Rabbi Meir? This is what was meant to say. The father is not obligated in the supporting of his daughter with food. And that's the same thing for the son. He's not obligated to support. But he has a mitzvah to support his daughter. And how much more so for one's sons, right? This is opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said that his sons are learning Torah, so how much more so you have a mitzvah. So he explains that it's not an obligation for either of them, but there is a mitzvah for the daughter, and there's also a mitzvah for the sons, and this is how you can explain our Mishnah. And why did it teach in our Mishnah that the daughters, there's no obligation to support the daughters? That's coming to teach us that even one's daughter, that we say they're not as great because they don't learn Torah, right? Still, that's what Rashi says, still, there's no obligation, but there still is a mitzvah. So the chidush of our Mishnah was teaching us that even though there's no obligation for the daughters, there still is a mitzvah to support the daughters during the father's lifetime, just like there's a mitzvah to support the sons. That's how you can explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara then says, and if you want to say, the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is what was meant to say. The father is not obligated in the support of his daughter. And how much more so for his son? Right? The daughter is a ziluta, is a disgrace. Still, he's not obligated. For the son, how much more so? There's not so much disgrace. But there is a mitzvah to support the son, even though there's no obligation. And how much more so for the daughters, so there's no disgrace. And why did our Mishnah say that there's no obligation only for the daughter? That even one's daughters, that there's a ziluta, there's a disgrace not to support them, there's still no obligation. It's only a mitzvah to support them. And you can explain Rabbi Yehuda as the author of our Mishnah as well. And the third answer, if you want to say, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka, and this is what was meant to say. He's not obligated in the mezonot of his daughter. And that's the same thing for one's son. And even a mitzvah, there's no obligation of a mitzvah. So now the main question is, if there's no mitzvah, why did our Mishnah say there's no obligation? It sounds like there's no obligation, but there is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Ve'aide de banot lachar mitat avien chova. Since one's daughters, after the lifetime of the father, they have to get supported now as an obligation. So tananami eino chayav. So that's why I taught, even during his lifetime, I taught in our Mishnah that there's no obligation, but really there's no mitzvah either. There's no obligation and no mitzvah whatsoever, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to support the daughters during the father's lifetime. And this is how you'd explain him as the author of our Mishnah as well. So all three of them could work. Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, he said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. Be'usha hitkinu, in Usha they established, Shiye Adam Zan et Banav ve'et Benotav, Keshein Ketanin. That they established that, and this is halacha, that you have to support one's sons and daughters when they are young. So the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu, we have a halacha question. Hilchata kevate, or ain't hilchata kevate? Is the halacha like this opinion, or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, come and listen. Ki hava atu the kamei de Rabbi Yehuda, when they would go in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar lohu, you would say, Ye'erod yalda ba'avnei mata shadya. It's like a phrase. So it says this animal, this little animal, gave birth to a child, and he made the people in the city have to pay for him, right? Meaning we shame the father into supporting his children. So it sounds like halacha is like him, that we try to shame the father to make sure that he supports his children at a young age. When they would come in front of Rav Chista to ask him, Amarlo, he would say, Kafule asita, flip over a mortar, betzibura, in the tzibur, in the public, velekum, and the father should get up on it, velema, and he should say, Urva bay bene, va'u gavra lo bay bene. He should say, these ravens want my children, and I don't want my children. Meaning, he should embarrass himself, shame himself, in order for himself to support his own children at a young age. That's also the same concept. Okay, the Gemara then asks just a side question on this thing. V'urva bay b'nei, does a raven want children? Do they like their children? V'akativ, we have a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, I believe. Notena behema lachma, divnei orev asher yikrau. So it gives, Hashem is supporting the ravens and their children, it sounds like, with food, with bread, because the ravens don't take care of their children. So the Gemara says, V'akativ livnei orev asher yikrau. Right, for the children of the Orev that call out, Hashem is supporting them. So it sounds like the ravens don't want children. So the Gemara says, La kashya, it's not difficult. Ha bechivri, ha beukmi. It depends if they are white orphans or black orphans. If they're white and the parents can't recognize them, then they don't love them, they hate them. If they're black and they can recognize them, then they really do love them. Kiava ate kame de Rava, when they would come in front of Rava, Amarle would say to them, Nichalach de mitzane banaich mitzdaka. Are you okay with your children being supported from charity, being supported from tzedakah? Right? And the Gemara then explains, Velo ameran, and when do we say all of this? Is Ela le delo amid. This is only if the father is not wealthy. Aval amid, but if the father is wealthy, kafinan le al korche. We would force him. Meaning we wouldn't just shame him, we would force him to support his children. Ki had de Rava, like a similar case of Rava, kafyei le Rav Natan bar Ami, he forced Rav Natan, v'apik minei daled me'az zuzei litzdaka, and he forced him to give 400 zuz to tzedakah because he was a wealthy man. Amar Rabbi Ila says, Amar Yish Lakish, be'usha hitkinu in usha, they establish, hakotev kol nechasav lebanav. He says, if someone writes all of his property, all of what he owns, he writes to his sons, hu ve'ishton nizonin mehem, him and his wife can be supported from that what he wrote off to his son. So the Gemara says, matkif la Rabbi Zera is a contradiction. Ve'itema Rabbi Shmua bar Nachmani, and even Rabbi Shmuel, and some say it's Rabbi Shmua bar Nachmani, gedulam izo, greater than this, amru, they said, al menaton nizonet minichasav. One's widow, if a man passes away, his widow gets supported from his properties. Right? Hu ve'ishto mibaya? Do we even need to ask a question about him and his own wife get supported from his properties? It's him himself. Of course they get supported if he gives his properties to his children. So the Gemara says, the Shalach Ravin beigarte. Ravin sent a question, sent something in his letter. Mishemet, if someone dies, vihiniach almana, and he leaves a widow, ubat, and a daughter, alminaton nizonin mechasav. The widow will be supported from the property. Niset habat, if the daughter gets married, alminaton nizonin mechasav, still the wife gets supported, the widow gets supported from the properties. Meta habat, if the daughter now dies, so the son-in-law gets the inheritance. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Achoto shel Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, Rabbi Yehuda, the nephew of Rabbi Yosef, says, Al yadi haya ma'aseh. In my case, I actually experienced this case. Ve'amru, and they said, Al menato nizonen minchastav. Still the widow would be supported from the properties of the husband, even though now the son-in-law gets the inheritance. Hu ve'ishto mibaya. So we're going to ask a question about him and his wife. If him and his wife give over an inheritance to the son, they give over their properties to the son. The Gemara is saying they will be able to be supported by that property that they give over. What's the question? Of course they'll be supported. So the Gemara explains, Ma'u de tema, I would have thought to say, Hatam hu deleika de tarach. Over there, in the case of the widow, there's nobody who can support her now. There's nobody who can work to be able to turn over money, turn over support. So therefore, that's why in that case, we would say the widow will be supported till the end. Aval hecha. But in this case, that the husband is still alive with his wife and they give the property over to the son. Hacha nitrach ledide veledida. Let's say the husband should have to work and support him and his wife. You gave over the property to your child and you can't take that back to support yourself. Kamashmalan comes the Gemara and teaches us that no, really, they can, even in that case, they can still be supported from the properties they give to their child. Okay, I think we'll stop there. We'll just do a quick 1 minute recap. So really, we started the daf talking about a case. First part of the daf was talking about a case of a na'ara who is mizana. She sleeps around. Does she receive sekila or she receives chenek, depending on what situation she is? If she's a betula, be'ula, all different types of cases where the pasuk would say she gets sekila. If not, according to the pasuk, she would only receive strangulation. Then the second part of the Gemara, we got to a new Mishnah where we said it was talking about the obligations of a father. The obligation of the father to support their sons and his sons and daughters, and then to be the second part of that was the three different opinions: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, as to if it is an obligation to support the sons and daughters, or is it just a mitzvah, or is it nothing altogether? And at which point in life is it, during life or after life? That was kind of part 2B. And then pretty much the remainder of the daf was going on those three opinions, explaining how we can explain each three of the opinions to go according to the Mishnah. And the final part, which I'll call number 3 of our daf today, was pretty much talking about The case where we said if a person gives over his properties to his own children, he can still be supported from that properties even though he gave it over to his children. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.